In Vancouver, for the high-energy freestyle and snowboard events, there's also a high-energy soundtrack. A bunch of the skiers and boarders pick the music they want to play during their runs, and it's up to Mike Nakagawa, also known as DJ Nakaji, to put that soundtrack together. So, tonight at the men's halfpipe, what'll we hear when snowboarding superstar Shaun White kicks off?
He likes AC/DC, Back in Black. Look to hear that. He also likes Led Zeppelin. He's also picked A Whole Lot of Love, Kashmir, and Paradise City by Guns N' Roses.
Okay. And what else should we be listening for tonight with the other snowboarders?
Matthew Kreppel from France. If he makes it, he's going to want some Michael Jackson, Beat It, or Neil Young, Rockin' in the Free World. James Hamilton from New Zealand is going to want Beds Are Burning by Midnight Oil or Pour Some Sugar on Me by Def Leppard. And apparently he's an AC/DC fan as well, and his theme song is Shook Me All Night Long.
Now, the women's halfpipe event will be tomorrow night. Give us some sense of what's in store for the women tomorrow in music.
Well, I'm actually a personal friend of Gretchen Bleiler.
Uh-huh.
She told me she wants Disco Inferno and AO Technology as well by 50 Cent.
What about some of the other women?
We just got word from Hannah Teeter. She wants I Got a Feeling by the Black Eyed Peas. And The Big Pink by the Dominoes. And actually, Kelly Clark, she's a very religious girl, and she always provides us with her own Christian rock CDs.
What about the women competing from other countries?
Let me see. Let me take a look here. Rebecca Sinclair from New Zealand, she wants L.E.S. Artiste by Santi Gold, and I Feel It All by Feist, How Bizarre by OMC, and Eye of the Tiger by Survivor.
Huh.
Yeah.
Would you ever approach an athlete and say, you know what, I've got a great song for you, you're going to love this?
Not really, because I guess I kind of get the opportunity to pick their song anyway if they don't have a song.
Yeah.
And luckily my producers and my directors trust me enough to be able to say, well, we trust your judgment. You can play whatever you want for them.
Would you be trying to send a subliminal message sometimes through the music?
Yeah, sometimes. I like to bring up a little bit of the tension that's involved with events like this, the excitement. If somebody falls or has a crash, we try to play something that'll kind of bring their spirits back up.
Like what?
Something high energy that everybody knows, Metallica, Enter Sandman, or my favorite song, just to get the whole crowd into it, is either Bro Him by Pennywise or TNT by AC/DC, because there's songs that, you know, a lot of the crowd knows, and literally the whole crowd will be singing along. I played actually TNT the other night at the Moguls contest, and everybody was screaming, "Oi, oi, oi," just like the song does, and it was pretty amazing seeing 5,000 people do that.
Is this your first Olympics?
It's my first Olympics. It's always been a dream of mine. Actually, since my hockey and ski and snowboard dreams are over, why not show up as a DJ?
Well, Mike, DJ Nakaji, thanks very much. Have fun.
Thank you very much. Have a good one.
Mike Nakagawa is music director for the Cypress Mountain venue at the Vancouver Olympics. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.